You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now it's time for a trending report. The Dodgers won Game 1 of the World Series last night, beating Tampa Bay 8-3. How much of that did you watch, Jeremy?
Oh, was that on last night?
I got news for you. I have not watched a baseball game in at least a year, probably. And I realized it was on last night. And I turned it on. It was like, I don't know, third inning or something. And I sat down. Gretchen was crocheting something there on the couch. And so I said, do you care? She goes, no, I don't know. I watched about an inning and a half just because it had been so long.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come back later and talk about something that I've noticed regarding baseball fashion.
Hmm.
Which we probably need to talk about.
All right.
Anyway, Dodgers won. Game 2 is tonight. CSU, the Rams' first football game of the season was supposed to be this Saturday against New Mexico up in Fort Collins, but nope. It has been canceled because of, quote, COVID concerns, end quote, and will not be rescheduled. CSU's next game is supposed to be next Thursday night against Fresno State, but stay tuned. I mean, they're trying.
Yeah, you they're trying.
They're trying to do this stuff, and I don't know.
Big old bummer.
Pro sports is one thing. College to me is another, because college students have been showing. Sorry, college students who are listening. I love you, but you can't deny that college students across the country have been very irresponsible with the virus.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at, you know, college athletes who are trying to perform amongst a cesspool of COVID parties going on.
Yeah.
You did this to yourself. It's not surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about that. Somebody went out and asked people to list the most important inventions of all time. Now, how do you really do that? I mean, what's really important to you may not be as important to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they did choose electricity as number one.
It's kind of up there, isn't it?
And technically, Jer-Bear, that's not, we didn't. Nobody invented electricity. They kind of learned how to harness it.
Correct.
Nature's over there saying, hey.
Lightning, bro?
Harnessing electricity, number one. The telephone, number two. And I'm wondering if this is an offshoot of what we've been going through this year. People picked vaccines at number three.
Oh, yeah. Those are biggies.
And radio. Where do you think radio showed up on this?
Probably about halfway down on the list.
Number 11.
Oh, wow. We're up there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That should have been number two or three. The worst.
Right. Just saying.
Only thing, just ahead of us at number 10 was airplanes. So people do think that radio is basically as important as an airplane ride.
As sitting in the clouds.
There's that. And then I wanted to share this story about a guy. What would you think if I told you a guy was almost able to steal thousands of dollars worth of stuff using nothing but a packet of Kool-Aid?
How'd he do it?
How'd he do it?
How'd he do it?
He's a 37-year-old guy named Bradley. Way to go, Bradley. He walked into a Walmart in Florida, of course, and he grabbed about $1,000 worth of items and took it to the self-checkout. He had a scooter, a nav system, all sorts of things. But he hid a packet of Kool-Aid in his hand, in his palm, Jeremy. And as he pretended to be scanning the big items and getting the boop,
mm-hmm.
boop, boop, he really was just running his palm over the scanner with the Kool-Aid packet.
I see what he did there.
So it kept ringing everything up as 24 cents.
Oh, come on. And they have cameras and things on those self-checkouts now. It's like they're capturing every move.
Well, a security guard was standing there and actually recognized him from when Bradley had tried to shoplift some stuff from the same store just about 2 months ago. So she's standing there watching him. She calls the cops. He was arrested leaving the store.
As he should be.
And there's a picture of his mugshot online. He looks just like the kind of Bradley who would use a Kool-Aid packet to scan $1,000 worth of items.
Not the brightest, huh?
Not really. What else is trending?
I would like to welcome everybody to National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. Yes. National Reptile Awareness Day. I'm aware of them, and they're gross. And then National Hagfish Day. So big shout out to all my exes this morning.
Da 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 da.
The Fast and Furious movies have been a major attraction at the box office for about 20 years now, I want to say, Dom.
How many billions have they pulled
billions
in?
Upon billions of dollars. Well, this article is coming out from Variety this morning. They say they're going to be killing off the franchise after movie 11. Now, F9, the ninth installment, was supposed to come out, I think, this past summer, but of course it got delayed because of the Rona. So, essentially, we still have three more Fast and Furious movies.
Thank God.
In the pipeline. And then they are saying, you know what, after that 11th one ends, I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of spin-offs, TV shows,
yeah, they've already
whatever.
Done spin-offs, haven't
I think they?
They
did a cartoon or something even. So there's going to be even more. So it's not really going to die, but I guess the big box office movie aspect of it is possibly going to fizzle out. So I don't know.
Can I ask you
a stupid question? What?
Don't laugh at me.
What's that?
And I mean this sincerely. What's the basic plot of a Fast and Furious movie? I mean, if you had to nail it down
it's
to a
it's just nonstop action. Because
know,
each one has a different plot. They're like solving a crime, or they're stealing something, or there's a problem.
Wait, so they're either committing crimes or solving crimes?
Correct, yeah.
Oh.
And then it's just nonstop action and high-speed car chases and ridiculous things with submarines and spaceships. And
okay.
They're so overboard, Dom. Just don't.
Okay, I won't.
Speaking of going Fast and Furious, I was watching this last night. New deets dropped yesterday from GMC. The all-new Hummer is coming out. It's called the Hummer EV. It's going to be coming out in 2022. It's a four-door electric pickup truck, 350-mile range. It has 1,000 horsepower and 1,000 feet of torque, foot-pounds of torque.
Huh. It
goes from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It's going to cost a measly $113,000 if you want to get your hands on one.
No.
So it does have an 800-volt DC fast charge. So they're saying you could add 100 miles of range in 10 minutes on this thing, which is really cool. And then it's got something called like crab walk mode or something. Like if you visualize a crab walking on the beach, they can go sideways, you know, instead of going back and forth. The tires on this new Hummer go all the way sideways, so you can drive left to right instead of, you know, forward and backwards. You can go left
really
and right.
That would really help with parallel parking.
It so would. And they're touting it for off-road use and things like that. You can maneuver
Forget
around
that.
Rocks.
Forget that. Parallel parking in Cherry Creek.
No joke. All day long, get that for Cherry Creek. You can probably afford it, too, if you live over there.
No kidding.
My goodness. Shout out.
Why is it that I can't help but imagine that the guys who go out and buy Hummers are the same guys who love the Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah, you're probably right. Oh, this one looks pretty slick, man. You should check out the video.
I like that sideways driving, though.
It's pretty cool, buddy. I don't know. This might be only relevant to a handful of 80s and 90s kids, but I loved the movie Willow growing up. It was such a great sci-fi, like medieval style. It was just this coolest movie. Well, Disney Plus is developing a show based on the 1988 movie Willow. Now, this Warwick Davis is in it. You might need to Google him, but he was 18 years old when the movie first came out. He's 50 now, but they say he is potentially going to be in the Willow reboot. Unlikely, though, that Val Kilmer will be in it. It was one of Val Kilmer's early roles, and of course, he had tongue and throat cancer, so I'm not sure if he'll be back in it, but I guess Disney Plus is banking on the Willow reboot to bring some more subscribers to their service, and I'll be watching it.
I saw a trailer during the baseball game that I told you I just watched an innings with, but they ran a commercial for the next season of The Mandalorian.
I know, the 30th,
and
October 30th.
Gretchen and I were both like, "Oh, we canceled Disney Plus." Because we really like that first season.
I know, I'm excited.
Is there some other way of kind of
You could get a password from a friend, probably, Dom, which would be breaking the law, so I don't suggest that. According to a new survey from dating.com, almost 3/4 of people say that funny costumes are the most attractive over the sexy maid, the sexy tree, the sexy can of tuna. Just funny costumes are more funny or more attractive. Distant runners-up, they say, were cute costumes and scary costumes. And then half of people say political costumes are the least attractive. So if you're dressing up like any of our contenders, don't you're not going to get lucky, essentially. Real quick, let me give you one more thing, Dom, since we did tease this. Keep this in mind next time when you try to set up a romantic candlelight dinner in your sexy tree costume. A new study coming out of the Netherlands found that a dim romantic lighting during dinner actually makes your food taste worse. Want to know why?
Is that the scientific connection between the way a food looks based on how we judge its taste?
Correct, because it's kind of all about the presentation. Like, even if there's a really good presentation, you think the food is tasting better than it is.
Right.
They say it's a multi-sensory experience. So basically, if you're sitting there eating in the dark, you're focused more on the taste than how it looks. And you're like, the ziti is really bad, babe.
Yeah, but they had really good lighting in a Furs cafeteria, and that didn't seem to...
Don't you badmouth Furs. Don't you ever.
Just a joke.
What? May Furs rest. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Are there any more of those around the country?
I don't know. I will look. The mac and cheese
and the little square of Jello. And
my dad lived in San Antonio, and down there they had the same thing, but they were called Luby's.
Yeah,
Luby's.
That was a big night out when the parents shoved the kids in the back of the old Chevy Blazer when I was young, and we went to Furs. That was a big night out, man.
Push your little tray down the
yes,
aisle and
get a little chicken fried steak.
Get to the end and decide whether or not you want the Jello.
Yes, it was like the perfect Jello.
With the weird fruit inside.
Yes. Anyway, our clickbait is super simple. Today I hashtagged it Orange Booty. I posted an entire photo gallery of pumpkins that look like butts. It's kind of what we need right now. Day before the debate. So check it out. It's on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.